KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated chances of snow showers early, areas of fog, freezing fog. Then it looks like cloudy skies, lower 40s. Tonight, areas of fog, cloudy skies in the lower 20s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see highs around 31. Tomorrow night, chance of a wintry mix in the lower 20s. For Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun, high of 35. For Thursday night, partly cloudy, and Friday, a wintry mix. Right now, it's 32.
Work news, good Tuesday. An arbitrator has found that a Salina military school failed to supervise its cadets and intentionally inflicted emotional distress in 2014 on a bullied 11-year-old student who had been tied together with his harasser in public as punishment. The boy was later allegedly raped and sodomized by his harasser in a dorm room. A $369,175 arbitration award last month against St. John's Military School and its endowment fund was made public yesterday. Democrats in seven states are celebrating capturing governor's offices previously held by Republicans. New Democratic chief executives took office yesterday in red-leaning Kansas and solidly blue Illinois. Kansas' Laura Kelly and Illinois' J.B. Pritzker were the last two new Democratic governors to be sworn in after last year's midterm elections. Mid-America Network News.
Genuine starts at Schmidt & Sons. This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons. There's one easy way to keep your AGCO equipment productive all year. That's with genuine preventive maintenance parts from AGCO. Whether it's a combine, tractor, hay products, tillage, or planting equipment, by using genuine AGCO replacement parts, you get the promise of maximum performance and increased uptime. Did you know you can purchase the parts you need for the upcoming year and have no payments and no interest charge for 180 days with a minimum order of $1,000? With an AGCO Plus charge card, it's just that simple, and we can help you with the application. You can always use those preventive maintenance parts like oil, filters, DEF, batteries, ground engaging parts, just to name a few. This is a super program. Come to Schmidt & Sons in Winfield or Mount Hope and take advantage of the program, or find us on the web at schmidt.com.
Just the turning of a charm with a tractor in each arm. Down at Schmidt.
A 33-year-old man who ran over a Wichita police officer nearly 2 years ago has been sentenced to more than 28 years in prison. Justin Tarasas was sentenced yesterday to 28.4 years, which will run consecutive to an 11-year sentence in a separate case from Ellsworth County. Prosecutors say Tarasas ran over Officer Brian Arterburn while fleeing in a stolen vehicle in February of 2017, as Arterburn was attempting to place spike strips on a road in the path of the SUV. Police in Liberal have arrested a school teacher accused of having an unlawful sexual relationship with a student. According to police, officers investigated the allegations involving a 25-year-old female Liberal high school teacher and an 18-year-old student at the request of school administrators on Sunday. KWCH-TV reports the 25-year-old teacher was arrested on one count of unlawful sexual relations, and police in Liberal say she's resigned her position with the district. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you ride the trails on an ATV or hug the corners on a motorcycle, you've found your passion, and we want to help you protect it. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we can help you navigate the terrain knowing that we have the coverage to help you protect your joyrides. Our ATV and motorcycle insurance is designed for your machine and your lifestyle, giving you the freedom to ride with less worry. Come see us for a quote at Blue Valley Insurance in Greenleaf, Lynn, Hanover, Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A Western Nebraska nursing home under state control because of financial problems will be closed. The Sydney Sun-Telegraph reports that the staff members and 34 residents at Sydney Care and Rehabilitation Center were told last week of the state decision. It was one of 21 facilities placed in receivership last March to be managed by Klassmeyer and Associates while a plan for the home's future was prepared. Ken Klassmeyer says the Sydney home has been unable to become financially viable. Veterans in Nebraska looking forward to moving into the new Central Nebraska Veterans Home in Kearney this week. Vans of veterans will be arriving at the new facility in Kearney tomorrow morning, and Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts will be on hand to greet them. And forecasters say an Arctic blast headed for Nebraska later this week. Mid-America Network News.
There are two things you can count on every winter. One, you can count on it getting colder. And two, you can count on your Cenex fuel distributor to get you through the season without equipment problems. Our Cenex premium diesel fuels are seasonally enhanced to give you optimal performance and protection for your fleet or farm equipment. We can also advise you on how to prep and blend down your tanks to avoid gelling and ice problems. So for a trouble-free season, count on Cenex.
See the Anthony Co-op in Anthony, Kansas.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built-up, priced-right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, keep the job done.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners took another step toward construction of a new jail, approving an agreement with Lloyd Builders of Ottawa as construction manager at risk at a rate of 4.5% of construction cost. The action at Monday's meeting was among mostly routine business, which also included approval of a $45,000 contract for routine bridge inspections. Maintenance issues with a 2-year-old boiler at the Washington County Courthouse were among discussion items at recent meetings. Concerns of a daily blowout of a unit may affect the life of the boiler and create issues with heating the courthouse over weekends and holidays are among concerns which have been referred to the installing contractor. Water damage to basement walls, courthouse security, and fire escape options at the Washington County Courthouse are also being addressed. Nemaha County Commissioners approved a 35-cent per hour raise for county employees effective first of the year at their meeting last Monday. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted each week on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our Facebook page as well. Washington County Sheriff's Office is investigating a hit-and-run accident which occurred Friday, January 11th, on U.S. 36 just east of Yankee Road. The hit-and-run vehicle, described as a newer model gray Chevy pickup, damaged to the right front end and driver's side door. Driver's described as a white male with gray hair and a beard, 50 to 60 years old. Again, a hit-and-run accident was reported Friday, January 11th, on U.S. 36 just east of Yankee Road in Washington County. A newer model gray Chevy pickup with damage to the front end and driver's side door, with a driver described as a male with gray hair and a beard, 50 to 60 years old, is being sought. Anyone with information, please contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office, 325-2293. Lynn Feldhausen, age 64, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Lynn Feldhausen. Marshall County flags will fly at half staff through the service time Wednesday in honor of Marshall County Commissioner Lynn Feldhausen. Donald J. Hoover, age 71, of Greenleaf, passed away Wednesday. Funeral services will be planned at a later date with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Donald Hoover. Leonard E. Ferking, age 89, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date with the Kinsley Mortuaries in charge of arrangements for Leonard Ferking. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato, wheat roll, tomato and zucchini, apricots, and cake. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, wheat bread, California blend, and cinnamon pears. Check of the school and community calendar. Twin Valley League basketball tournament continues at Frankfort. Marysville boys tip off in the Thunder Classic at Seneca this evening. Marysville 5th and 6th grade winter band concert this evening at 7. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Buy your tickets early for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's
12th
annual musical review fundraiser. It's all about the numbers at the Replay Lounge Friday and Saturday, January
25th
and
26th
at
7
p.m. and Sunday, January
27th
at
2
p.m. at the American Legion Post
163
in Marysville. Advance tickets are
$15
and may be purchased in Marysville at the Advocate, CJ Express East and West, and in Frankfort at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop, and in Blue Rapids at the State Bank of Blue Rapids.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, definitely seen some thick fog all across the central upper parts of the Midwest, so be wary of that. That will burn off as we head through the midday. Otherwise, it looks like we're just going to see a mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few peaks of sunshine, but it looks like we do have a cold front swinging down from the north, which is going to bring us a little bit cooler temperatures, maybe a little bit of a wintry mix as we head into Wednesday night. Otherwise, we have another low pressure system that will move across the central and east central parts of the Midwest as we head into Friday night into Saturday, bringing us a chance of snow showers as well as wintry precipitation. So looking at the forecast, it looks like some isolated chances of snow early. Areas of fog will have cloudy skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies to mostly cloudy. Again, patchy fog overnight in the lower 20s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, high of 31. Tomorrow night, wintry mix, low of 23. And Thursday, partly sunny, 35.
Average high temperature mid-January, 40, record high on this date, 66 in 1952. The average low, 19, the record low is 13 below zero, set in 1979. Sunset this evening, 5:24, sunrise in the morning at 7:40. 33 degrees in Marysville this morning, winds favor the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 15th of January. KNDY News, time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Landall Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to LandallLanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Landall Lanes.
James Harden shows why he's the MVP. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. James Harden went off and made history against the Grizzlies.
Step back. Oh! It's a 3+1! The Harden way!
The call on AT&T Sportsnet. Harden set a team record with 36 first-half points. He finished with 57 and has scored at least 30 points in 17 straight games. Houston won 112-94. Anthony Davis lights up the Clippers.
Outlet to Payton with New Orleans leading by 7. Around a vicious screen set by Randall. Payton throws to Davis. Up top for 3. Bottom. Got it.
The call on WRNO. Davis scores 46. New Orleans won 121-117. And the Nets sent the Celtics to a third straight loss.
Russell's got a hoist from the right wing. And it's good from well behind the arc.
On WFAN, the Nets win 109-102. To college hoops, Syracuse shocks top-ranked Duke in overtime.
Battle against Jack White in the front court. 4 minutes remaining in overtime. Battle sizes up Bolden. Step back. Long two for Tyus right down the middle.
The call on the Syracuse IMG Sports Network. Tyus Battle scored a season-high 32 as the Orange win 95-91 at Cameron Indoor. Nebraska upset 25th-ranked Indiana.
Watson has a screen by Borchardt. He slips the screen. Watson on the dribble, pitches it out to Roby. Allen calling for it. Roby drives it instead all the way to the rack against Smith and scores it.
The call on the Husker IMG Sports Network. Nebraska wins 66-51. In the Aussie Open, Serena Williams easily won her opening round match against Tatiana Maria, winning 6-love, 6-2. Serena faces Jeannie Bouchard in the second round. Sad news for Yankees fans. Former pitcher and coach Mel Stottlemyre has died after battling cancer for almost 20 years. Stottlemyre won 5 World Series as a pitching coach. He was 77. This is Rich Cantu. ABC Sports.
Twin Valley League basketball tournament tipped off Monday, and all the top seeds won in both the girls and boys divisions. In girls' scores, Washington County edged Axtell in overtime 54-51. Valley Heights downed Troy 56-26. It was Clifton Clyde over Onega 56-12. Blue Valley took Lynn 59-31. Donovan West downed Wetmore 51-45. In girls' action, tipping off Tuesday, in our broadcast feature at 3:15, Centralia faces Valley Heights. In our broadcast feature at 6:15, Hanover squares off with Axtell. Other girls' action Tuesday, Clifton Clyde versus Blue Valley. Frankfort entertains Donovan West. On the boys' side, Monday's scores, Valley Heights beat Wetmore 60-28. Washington County took Donovan West 68-30. Centralia over Onega 57-34. Axtell beat Troy 61-51, and Clifton Clyde took Lynn 61-26. In our boys' broadcast features Tuesday, Frankfort entertains Clifton Clyde at 4:45. Hanover meets Valley Heights in the late game at 7:45. Other boys' action, Washington County versus Centralia. Blue Valley meets Axtell. Marysville boys tip off the Thunder Classic in Seneca with Horton at 6:30 Tuesday evening. Live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Diller O'Dell entertains Southern in a Tuesday night tip-off.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. For the second straight year, President Trump will address the farm and ranch families at the American Farm Bureau's annual convention in New Orleans. He'll be appearing later today at the 100th annual convention. Paul Schlegel, Managing Director of Public Policy with the Farm Bureau, said the president's appearance shows how important agriculture is to this administration. He said it also shows respect and admiration for Farm Bureau and the work it does.
We like to think of ourselves as an articulate leading voice for growers and producers around the country, and the fact the president's coming a second year in a row helping us to celebrate our centennial, it's a compliment to our members, to the organization they've put together, and that they spend a lot of time and effort to make sure represents the needs of growers. We're going to do our best to give the president a warm welcome.
Well, Schlegel says Trump's appearance today shows that the administration has a serious commitment to American agriculture.
They frequently look to Farm Bureau for an informed and educated and articulate position on what policies have an impact, whether it's the new clean water rule by EPA, whether it's trade disputes with China and other places. They have looked to us for our counsel and our advice, and we've given it, and we appreciate the fact that we have a constructive ongoing dialogue.
Schlegel says the president will likely touch on a lot of issues important to Farm Bureau.
That's trade, it's the clean water rule, it's regulations, implementation of the farm bill. There's a long range of things that we care about that we expect him to address in his remarks.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is also expected to accompany the president and make remarks as the American Farm Bureau celebrates 100 years. More ag news online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the record-long partial government shutdown is likely to cost billions and has already hamstrung the nation's 2 million or so farming operations. Everyone knows how tough it is to get back to work after a long absence. But if you're USDA with a huge backlog of farm program and other applications, implementing a farm bill, paying furloughed workers, and more, it's even more daunting. How and when the partial government shutdown of 9 federal departments and other agencies will come to an end, no one knows. But the cost will be huge in paying workers for no work, the overtime to catch up, impacts of lost services, and a delayed farm bill. American Farm Bureau Director Dale Moore.
It's always a challenge to implement a farm bill because there are a lot of changes in the ability of farmers to come in and sign up for the coming crop year. Particularly given where the markets have been, that this is certainly going to be a challenge and one we're hoping gets resolved very soon.
Moore says farmers can't make key planting decisions until the shutdown is resolved and USDA has money.
The risk management options, whether it's crop insurance or the farm programs themselves, and certainly some of the other provisions in the farm bill as farmers making plans, for the conservation programming. And all of those pieces are critically important.
And even more so now, with just weeks to go for farmers and their lenders to make those kind of decisions.
USDA also cannot process new tariff rescue payment requests, and with the EPA shutdown, it can't do a rule for year-round E15 use. And shutdown costs are continuing to pile up. The Washington Post reports a two-week shutdown in October of 2013 during the last presidential administration cost an estimated $2.5 billion and more than $2 billion in lost economic output, not including lost user fees and late interest payments on the national debt. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There are two things you can count on every winter. One, you can count on it getting colder. And two, you can count on your Cenex fuel distributor to get you through the season without equipment problems. Our Cenex premium diesel fuels are seasonally enhanced to give you optimal performance and protection for your fleet or farm equipment. We can also advise you on how to prep and blend down your tanks to avoid gelling and ice problems. So for a trouble-free season, count on Cenex.
See Valley Co-op in Atlanta, Kansas.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, White Star.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. There are people who are trying to get rid of animal agriculture. Some things you need to know about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1300. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
My guest on Farming America this week is Frank Mitlerner. He is a professor of animal science and air quality at the University of California, Davis. Professor, why do you think there's such a broad-based and aggressive effort to go after animal agriculture rather than some of the bigger contributors to climate change? We don't seem to have people clamoring for the transportation or the office building or the industrial equivalent of Meatless Mondays. Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, I can assure you that you haven't seen nothing yet, as they used to say. Next week, actually, will be the starting point of an international alliance putting out a multi-million dollar campaign against animal-based foods. This will be called the Eat Lancet campaign. And that Eat Lancet campaign will be multi-million dollar international. It will be going through the media for months and months and months, and you will all hear about this for sure. Now, what is behind this? Well, think about it. If you were to produce plant-based alternatives to meat, let's say a plant-based burger, then how would you sell that thing? You would sell that alternative to meat or milk or so by poo-pooing the original. And that's exactly what they do. They don't try to establish themselves as an alternative that you can pick or choose, or, you know, you can like it or not. They want to get rid of the original in order to establish new market shares. That's one group doing it. Then there are a bunch of vegetarian and vegan stakeholder groups who are behind this. Then there are all different kinds of organizations and individual scientists behind it. There is a massive business interest behind it because plant-based foods are very lucrative because the ingredients for these plant-based foods are relatively cheap. And how do you sell them? You sell them by basically discrediting the animal-based original. That's exactly what's going on right now.
In fact, the founder of Impossible Burger, which is a plant-based food that tries to look and taste like beef, made it clear what the mission of his company is: to replace the use of animals as a food technology globally by 2035, what he called the most important mission in the world. Well, let's say he succeeds. What would that be like? More about that tomorrow. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special bred heifer and stock cow sale on Wednesday, January 16th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the bred heifers. It'll be followed by the cow-calf pairs and then the bred cows. Consignments include 25 Big Fancy Angus calf and vaccinated first calf heifers, rebred to 6- Angus bulls for February 7th calving. 45 choice red Angus calf and vaccinated first calf heifers, rebred to mush rush red Angus bulls for February 20th calving. We'll have 20 big Montana origin red Angus first calf heifers, or AI bred to red Angus bulls for February calves. We'll have 35 big home raised calf and vaccinated Angus first calf heifers, AI bred to Barrett's Walt, which is high Cavanese Angus bull for February 1st calving. 45 big fancy Angus first calf heifers are AI bred and bull bred to quality low birth weight Angus bulls for February March calving. We'll also have 35 black and black white face fall calving cows. They're 5 to 7 years old. They'll have big September October calves by side. Cows have been running back with a black Simmental bull since November 1. There'll be 10 black cows 3 to 6 years old with 30 day old Angus calves by side. Also be selling a 2-year-old Charley bull. To consign cows or more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January 16th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 33 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds overnight favoring the south around 5 miles an hour. A few degrees warmer, but we'll melt more snow, a little bit of snow away at least. Highs approach 40 one more time today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Tuesday. It was a good night for the Jayhawks last night as LeGerald Vick scored 21 points. Marcus Garrett added a career-high 20. And number 7, Kansas held on to beat Texas 80-78 last night. Dedrick Lawson added 17 points and 8 rebounds for the Jayhawks, who are now 15-2, 4-1 in the Big 12. Kansas only committed 4 turnovers in the game, and an 11 of 22 clip from beyond the arc helped to mitigate the Longhorns' long-range shooting. The Jayhawks will visit West Virginia on Saturday. Hoops action tomorrow night pits the K-State Wildcats at the Oklahoma Sooners. Tip-off in that Sooner matchup at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And the University of Central Florida Knights traveling to the Sunflower State to square off with Wichita State. Tip-off in that matchup at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley League basketball tournament tipped off Monday, and all the top seeds won in both the girls' and boys' divisions. In girls' scores, Washington County edged Axtell in overtime 54-51. Valley Heights down to Troy 56-26. It was Clifton Clyde over Onega 56-12. Blue Valley took Lynn 59-31. Donovan West down Wetmore 51-45. In girls action, tipping off Tuesday. In our broadcast feature at 3:15, Centralia faces Valley Heights. In our broadcast feature at 6:15, Hanover squares off with Axtell. Other girls' action Tuesday, Clifton Clyde versus Blue Valley. Frankfort entertains Donovan West. On the boys' side, Monday scores, Valley Heights beat Wetmore 60-28. Washington County took Donovan West 68-30. Centralia over Onega 57-34. Axtell beat Troy 61-51. And Clifton Clyde took Lynn 61-26. In our boys' broadcast features Tuesday, Frankfort entertains Clifton Clyde at 4:45. Hanover meets Valley Heights in the late game at 7:45. Other boys' action, Washington County versus Centralia. Blue Valley meets Axtell. Marysville boys tip off the Thunder Classic in Seneca with Horton at 6:30 Tuesday evening. Live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Diller O'Dell entertains Southern in a Tuesday night tip-off. Tuesday basketball coverage live from the Twin Valley League Tournament at Frankfort. Girls at 3:15, Valley Heights versus Centralia. Boys at 4:45, Frankfort entertains Clifton Clyde. Girls at 6:15, Hanover tips off with Axtell. And boys at 7:45, Hanover meets Valley Heights. Games live on FM 95.5, streaming live and on our mobile app as well. Marysville tips off with Horton, 6:30 from Seneca. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League tournament brackets were updated late Monday to accommodate an early finish Thursday night with the championships at Frankfort. with the impending snowstorm moving in Friday into Saturday. A decision was made to move some of the loser's bracket games to the gym at Centralia. Updated brackets are posted on our website at KNDYradio.com. Again, the semifinals will be played Wednesday night and the championships on Thursday night.
January is National Soup Month. We will do our part to encourage you to get slurping on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practice daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 15th, the 15th day of the year. Dr. Martin Luther King was born in 1929, and ABC's Happy Days debuted on this night in 1974. If one of your New Year's resolutions was to lose weight this year, you could do worse than making soup a regular course in your dining routine. Soup before a meal cuts down the intake of calorie-rich main courses, keeps you satisfied longer between meals, and study after study has shown that soup eaters lose more weight than nonstop eating control groups. Don't be intimidated by overly complicated homemade soup recipes. Most can be pared down to a few essential ingredients. Plus, you can always freeze large batches for later, which often improves the flavor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check out our huge collection of soup recipes at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Down, you and I, I'll play your favorite song. We'll drive until we fly. I'm gonna make it feel just like the 4th of July. Oh, girl, you know my heart explodes from the colors in your eyes. Have I ever told you how much I love you? In my chest, you, you took away my prayers, baby. Just say yes. If I make your heart go boom, boom, oh. If I make your heart go boom, boom. Just give me one more kiss, and then give me one more kiss. I hope you never stop. I hope this never ends. Gonna lose myself in you. Gonna make you come and find me. Oh, girl, you know I lose control. I want you all around me. Have I ever told you how much I need you? I wanna let you know. Oh, oh. I was a dead man walking. My heart was barely beating. Girl, you walked in, and I started feeling boom, boom, the rhythm in my chest. You took away my breath, baby. Just say yes. If I make your heart go boom, boom, oh, if I make your heart go boom, boom. If I never told you how much I love you, girl, I love you.
Girl, I love you. I was a dead man walking. My heart was barely beating. But girl, you walked in. And I started feeling boom, boom. Rhythm in my chest. You took away my breath, baby. Just say yes. If I make your heart go boom, boom.